Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. They show up on many top 10 lists of superfoods, and they're the fruit that nearly everyone agrees packs the most punch nutrition-wise. From registered dietitians to researchers, the advice is the same. Eat berries. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, strawberries.
Here with the scoop on berries is health expert Johanna Sakimura. Johanna is a registered dietitian at St. Barnabas Medical Center in New Jersey. She has a master's degree in nutrition from the Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition.
Welcome to Take Care, Johanna. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we all grew up eating berries, no big deal. It was fun to pick them in the summer. But suddenly, there's all these lists of superfoods, and berries are always there. Why do they land at the top of the superfoods list?
Berries have a lot of good stuff in them, and, you know, those little tiny fruits, they pack a lot of punch. They are loaded with fiber, especially blackberries and raspberries. And, you know, I think of the foods that are highest in fiber, they're not always, you know, even as a dietitian, the most delicious, people will tell me. And berries are just one of those foods that you can't get enough of. They're so delicious, and it's a really delicious way to get your fiber in. They also, those dark colors, they are a signal to you that they're high in antioxidants. And the type of antioxidants that berries are very rich in, they're called anthocyanins. And they are what give berries those jewel blue and red colors. And they have antioxidant activity and anti-inflammatory activity, so they're very potent compounds. Berries are also high in vitamin C. That's another antioxidant that's good for your skin, it's good for your immune system, and they have other, you know, depending on the variety, other vitamins and minerals as well. Strawberries have a lot of folate, and, you know, some have potassium or vitamin K. So I don't necessarily believe in this concept of superfoods because every whole fruit and vegetable has something to offer, but they do have a lot going for them.
So in the same way many of us look to certain vegetables for the rich colors and the beta carotene, we should be looking to the darker berries as having more nutrition value?
Well, not necessarily, because every berry has, as I said, you know, some are higher in fiber, some have more of these antioxidants, these anthocyanins, but strawberries, they have less fiber, but they have more vitamin C and some higher amounts of some vitamins and minerals. So I think, as I say, with everything, variety is key. And, you know, you want to try to eat a variety of berries and mix them up so that you're getting a good mix of nutrients.
I know you said as a registered dietitian, you don't really embrace the phrase superfood since there are so many foods that have great things to offer. But as far as I read, there is one berry that seems to be on the top of the list of berries, and that's the blueberry. Is it true that that is the healthiest of the berries in terms of just how much nutrition is packed in that little blueberry?
You know, I have to say I don't agree. I think it has a higher antioxidant score, which is why it keeps showing up on the top of those lists. But I really do firmly believe that they all have benefits. And I think eating a mixture and getting in strawberries and raspberries and blackberries as you can, as they're in season, as they're affordable, is a better way to go. But if you love blueberries, you know, they're great. So gobble them up.
Let's talk about just the practical aspects of eating berries. Very often they come in that cardboard carton. Should you wash them first, or will that encourage them to develop mold? Should they be refrigerated when you bring them home? And then we can have a discussion about how to properly freeze them. Would you guide us on this?
Yeah, so some people do refrigerate them. Some people don't. I think they last a little bit longer in the fridge. That's the way I do it. That's the way to go. But I like to wash them right before I use them because, as you said, when they're damp and they're sitting in the fridge, they're more likely to grow some mold. Once you've invested some money in some good, healthy fruit, you don't want to be throwing it in the trash. So wash them right before you use them. And if you do want to freeze them, wash them, get them really, really dry, let them air dry or put them on some paper towels, and then you want to lay them out on a cookie sheet individually and let them freeze solid. Once they're frozen solid, you know, it'll take several hours in the freezer, you can throw them in like a zip-top bag, and you'll be making your own berry stash that you can have, you know, when they're not in season and you need sort of your backup stash.
I'm guessing the healthiest way to consume berries is when they're the freshest. So when you cook with berries, are those blueberries that have been on a griddle or in the oven in a muffin really as healthy as eating it fresh?
So some of the antioxidants are heat sensitive, so you will lose some of that activity, that antioxidant activity. But for instance, the fiber is still completely intact. So again, I think eating them raw a good amount of time, you're going to get a little more nutrition that way. But certainly, you know, we want people eating more berries, and sometimes that's going to be in the baked into a muffin or in some pancakes or maybe turned into, you know, a blueberry sauce or something. Try to work them into your diet as often as possible, and if you can enjoy them raw most of the time, that's good.
Commercially frozen berries, though, still do have value. I mean, I'm imagining, of course, you stay away from those soaked in a sugar syrup, but if they're frozen and they say fresh picked, are they still a good choice?
Definitely. I actually think frozen berries are one of the greatest values in the grocery store, because you can get, you know, 3 pounds maybe for the price of one or two of those tiny plastic containers, especially during the off season when they're, you know, something like $5 a container for some of these berries. So I definitely think loading up on the frozen berries is a good bet. And the frozen berries, they work great in smoothies because they make your drink icy, and at the same time that they're putting all that good sweetness and fruit flavor in there, you can use them in batters like pancake batter or muffin batter. You can throw them in some oatmeal. So they're really versatile and a great value.
What about serving size? Should we be having at least a cup a day?
You know, I think trying to get in a half a cup serving 3 or 4 times a week is a really good goal, because remember, you want to leave room in your diet for all those other healthy fruits. So it's okay, you know, you don't need to be eating them every single day to get these health benefits. And, you know, on the days that you're not eating berries, you're eating other nutritious fruits. So variety, again, with your produce is really important to meeting your nutritional needs.
And what about buying berries organic? Do you feel strongly that we should do that if we can afford to?
I try to be really approachable with my advice on this topic, and I say the most important thing is to make sure you're getting in lots of produce, lots of fruits and vegetables. If you can afford the organic, great, and that's a good way to go. But I think number one, first and foremost, produce can be expensive and everybody has different budgets, so getting in lots of fruits and vegetables is really the most important thing I can tell people and encourage people to do. So if that means you're not buying organic, that's fine. And especially with things like berries, they're pricey as it is. I know that people tell me, you know, that they're one of the more expensive produce items. So try to get in your servings however you can afford to.
Johanna Sakamura is a registered dietitian at St. Barnabas Medical Center in New Jersey. She has a master's degree in nutrition from the Columbia University Institute of Human Nutrition. Thank you for joining us on Take Care, Johanna.
Thank you.